Based on the search results provided, there are no direct references to patriotism in the Quran or Hadith. However, there are some relevant concepts and teachings that relate indirectly to the topic. The concept of Ummah, Islam emphasizes the unity of all Muslims as one community or nation, Ummah, transcending national and ethnic boundaries. This is supported by the Hadith mentioned in the search results. All the Muslims are brothers among themselves. Love for one's homeland. While not explicitly endorsing patriotism, Islam does not discourage love for one's land. The Prophet Muhammad himself expressed fondness for Mecca, his birthplace. Prioritizing faith over nationality, Islamic teachings generally place greater importance on religious identity and the global Muslim community rather than national affiliations. This is reflected in the Hadith that states a sign of perfect faith is to love and hate for the sake of Allah, rather than for worldly reasons like nationality. Caution against division. Islam warns against concepts that may divide the Muslim community. Some scholars argue that nationalism can be seen as a form of tribalism on a larger scale, which the Prophet Muhammad sought to eliminate. Balanced perspective. While love for one's country is not prohibited, Islamic teachings encourage a balanced approach that does not conflict with the broader principles of unity and justice. Muslims are advised to support beneficial activities for their countrymen as long as they do not harm people of other nationalities. It's important to note that interpretations of these concepts can vary among scholars and Muslims. Some view patriotism as a natural sentiment that is acceptable within limits, while others caution against it if it leads to division or injustice towards others.